I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hi, this is Dr. Dahlia. Join me for my live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions right here on KHI. On my show, we tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies.
Dr. Dahlia, weekdays from 9 to noon here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Join me each weekday morning right here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI, the Voice of the Foothills.
FM 104.5 KHI and AM 950 KHI.
FM 104.5 K283 CM Auburn and AM 950 KAHI Auburn.
Following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Star Wars Star Wars edition. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th edition of Radio Law Talk. My name's Todd Kuhn, and I'm filling in for Fred Penny, who is on assignment. And what a dreary day we have outside. But to brighten things up with her usual cheerful, radiant smile and evil looks at my sense of humor, that weapon cocked and loaded, ready to go. Denise Dirks, how are you doing?
I'm enjoying the rain.
Are you really?
I am. We're going to get so many flowers after this. It's going to be beautiful.
That's right. It was pretty warm yesterday in our neck of the woods here, and all sunshiny, and I got home, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, I should probably mow my lawn. It's been a couple of weeks. The neighbors are calling code enforcement. I should probably mow the lawn. Now, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. Not happening today.
Good call.
Why do today what you can put off till tomorrow, right? And that baritone voice, the one that said good call, that is Cal Hunter. Cal, how you doing?
You know, fine. I was thinking about procrastination. I heard it was inherited, and I was going to reach out to my parents about it, and I thought, nah.
I'll do it later.
What is that? What's the other one? I said this to my younger brother. My younger brother, he and his wife, three kids, all under the age of 8. I said, you know, insanity is hereditary. You get it from your kids. And he said, yeah.
This is a true fact, but, you know, at that age, it's nothing. Wait till they're 13. Then they will know the truth of what you speak. You know,
Look, my son, okay, I can say this. I don't think I'm going to jinx it because I've got a month before my youngest graduates high school. Now, I can't believe that. I look at pictures that pop up on your phone, and it seems like just yesterday he was in the little Bjorn baby harness in front of me while I'm vacuuming and stuff. And here he is ready to graduate from high school. And my daughter's the same way. Never dealt with any of those teenage angst issues, the rebellious teenagers. I grew up in a family of 7 kids. My parents certainly dealt with it, probably because of me. Me and my sister, she's listening. She knows who she is. I just never dealt with that with my kids.
Well, beware, because that means that they'll do it after 18, and it is a little big of a ride.
Wait till they're 25 when they clear medical insurance age. Then the trouble begins. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, that is true, that the things that your kids hit you up with when they're younger, that you say no to and stuff, and they're always items that end up costing between, you know, $5 and $50, right? You know, it's, oh, can I get this? No. Can I get this? No. But then when issues start coming up the older they get, there's a lot bigger ticket item.
More zeros at the end.
Yes. Before the decimal point.
Right, exactly.
Oh, good heavens. Well, look, a lot's been happening in the legal world. Last week we talked about Harvey Weinstein and the overturning by the New York Supreme Court of his conviction there, and that's going to lead to a new trial for him. We have a little bit more to follow up on that, what the impact of that decision is on the California case. He's got a California appeal up. Were they the same issues? Were they different issues? Does one even have anything to do with the other? We're also going to kind of dig into a little bit more information about what the justices were arguing or debating amongst themselves and at when the case was argued before them that led to the decision. And a couple of eye-opening things came out in that, so we'll cover that. Chad Daybell, you know, it's, as is always the case, a heavy dose of murder. Chad Daybell's trial is ongoing, and his kids have made statements. We'll talk about some things that his kids have said.
Could he have brainwashed those kids?
Dumb
question. I mean, they're saying, oh, it couldn't possibly be him. Oh, no, no way. I mean, is it possible that he had some way of reaching into their brains and changing their view of the world?
Well, you know, he grew up with them, and there's the argument that's been existing environment and versus
nature,
you know,
nurture.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And to be real candid with you, some of the things they say kind of make me cringe.
Me too. I read them and I saw a little bit of the preview of the 48 hours coming up, and I'm just going, "Ooh, yikes! Watch what you're saying, guys."
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, my dad's a better killer than that.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things when it comes to tact that people lose. Like even if I get the sentiment that that person would have been trying to convey, but dude, choose your words, right? Choose your words a little more carefully. And, you know, from a former prosecutor's perspective, I'm also going to talk about something that I always observed with defendants and what seemed to be, you know, didn't matter the crime. Their family always viewed them the same way, and why that might be the case. I mean, unless it was a domestic violence situation or an abusive situation within the family, if it was outside, why people tended to view their loved ones who are facing criminal charges more leniently. And cause I saw it all the time. Didn't matter. I mean, it could be like the worst thing, and you got mom sitting there that looks at the defendant. It's like, that's still my baby, you know, and can't look at them any differently, right?
Well, you love who you love.
Yeah, you love who you love. And you know what? If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Thank you, Stephen Still.
Oh, update on the Arizona rancher case. We do have last week there was the mistrial, and we were going to find out last Monday was when the prosecution had to make a critical decision about whether they're going to go forward. We got an update on that one. We've also got a lot of fallout from Netflix documentaries and a whole host of cases coming our way. And the updates on the Brian Koberger case, that one just fascinates me. This is the guy accused of killing four college students up in Idaho. And that one is the arguments and the tactic of the defense and the fact that the prosecutor looks like Santa Claus after he went on Slim Fast. He's got this huge beard. He looks like Santa. Look.
Well, it's a look. Some people go for it.
It is.
Yeah.
Spelt Santa. Santa on the cover of Men Health magazine. Would you like to get six-pack abs like Santa? the reason people come to Radio Law Talk for the most part is for case or no case. Cal, can you give us, I don't know if we can tease it, but you can at least give us the background. You can at least give us a tease about what case or no case is about.
I can give you a heads up. It's a guy who played in a rock and roll band, and the manager said, he's too good looking, get him out. And it cost him millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So we'll talk about that coming up on case or no case.
So we know at a minimum, Denise, I'll just give you a hint on this one. It's not me. I was neither the manager nor the person that played in the rock and roll band. I have never been accused of being too good looking. Ever. ever.
I'm sorry to hear that, Todd.
In my life.
It's really quite the thing.
Yeah. You weren't the first person I thought of, I have to
okay.
say that.
Okay, all right. Well, you just had, you know. All right, we're coming up on our first break. When you come back, we'll get to that case or no case. Then we'll get to the legal issues of the week. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Well, Todd set the table for you, and Denise, they both have, and we've got a full plate right in front of us on Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned because the big broadcast is about to get up to full speed after we take our first break of the first 3 hours, all 3 hours of Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening, no matter where you are, online or on your local radio station. We'll be back.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
Because KHI cares, here's another KHI Community Bulletin Board.
Placer Independent Resource Services needs volunteers to assist seniors and people with disabilities. As a peers volunteer, you'll be installing items in homes to improve safety and access and help with fall prevention. Safety items may include grab bars, offset door hinges, threshold ramps, smoke detectors, and lever-style faucets and door handles, and so much more. Volunteers need to have basic construction or handyman skills. No work is done that requires going up a ladder or on a roof or under a building. To apply as a volunteer or obtain more information about the program, please call Don Wixon or Michelle Irwin at Peers. 530-885-6100. That's Don Wixon or Michelle Irwin at Placer Independent Resource Services. 530-885-6100.
A message from Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous.
I came to Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous overweight and depressed. I was dieting, binging, stealing food, and lying about it for years.
For help, call 781-932-6300 or visit foodaddicts.org.
I knew I had a weight problem. I didn't know I was addicted to food.
The FA program gave me a healthy body. I'm free from obsessing about my weight or food.
Call FA 781-932-6300 or visit us on our website at foodaddicts.org.
Hi, this is Matt Ray with America's First News, heard each weekday morning right here from Washington to Wall Street and covering the world We bring you the latest news, analysis, interviews, and commentary. What about the opinion, you ask? Well, we leave that one up to you. So grab the coffee and let's go. Join me each weekday morning right here for America's First News with me, Matt Ray.
And I'm Chris Quant. Join me and Matt every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. for the K-High Morning News.
Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How come nobody's talking about this?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
All right. Moms, dad, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that time of the show for Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
All right. Ian was a keyboard playing member of a very up-and-coming British rock and roll band. He was good, but the band's manager never liked him much. Said, Ian is too good-looking, too smooth. Looks like he's stepping off of a shaving commercial, he said. And he was pushed to the fringe. The other members of the band made millions of dollars, and literally poor Ian did not. Finally, in his mid-40s, Ian died. His family decided to get some of the fortune of the other band members they had acquired because he was a contributor, even though not on stage. They went to the British court system to see if they had a case or no case for roughly $2 million calculated in pounds, of course. So, Denise Dirks, let's start with you, if we may, since you have expertise in the British court system. Case or no case for Ian?
Oh, okay.
And by the way, here's the trick. Who is Ian? Who is the band? This is Double Point Saturday. You get the case or no case right. You get Ian right. You get 4 points. You get the band right. You get 4 more points. This is a potential of 10 points for all of you. 4-4-2.
Okay, so this is definitely an older case, right?
You could say, yeah.
Yeah, like 60s, 70s?
60s genre, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking it's probably pretty close to being two big British bands. Comes down to them. Maybe. Okay, so does he get to go back and get some of the money that the other ones made because he was just a part of the band, but he was not on the stage?
Right. He ended up serving, by the way, as their road manager for years after a lot of this. But, yeah, he never was a full member of the band. And, you know, band gets paid by share, as you know. So if you're not in the band, you don't get the share. So he lost a lot of money. Lot of money.
And it's just because the band manager said you're too good looking, so get off the stage?
That's how it started, yep.
Oh, my. This isn't a case.
Okay.
not a case. There's no band that, like, it's a scenario, but not a case, or just this is all just a...
Well, if we have to guess the name, then there could be a band behind this, case or no case, but it's not a case.
Fair enough. All right. I like your answer. That's good. Todd, what's your sense of this?
All right. Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
So Ian was part of the band. Did Ian ever play on any recording?
Yes.
Okay. So Ian played on the recording.
Also occasionally played on stage. He was called up to do just a very few songs, maybe five out of a 25-song set, where he would come and just kind of fill in on the keyboard. He was a keyboardist.
And did he have any writing credit on any of those songs?
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I think mostly as a musician.
Okay. So I will say I think that this is a case. This is a case. If he could show that he had writing credit, he probably would be entitled to recoup. But I don't think that, I mean, you can't just say, look, I was a founding member of the band, and although I was booted, I should still get a share of what the band made going forward as if I was there. If that were the case, who was the drummer that left, that was booted from the Beatles before Ringo started?
Right. Peter Best.
Yeah, he'd have a lot of claim. There was a guy named Mike Stone. Probably don't know him. He was the bass player for a little band called Van Halen.
Oh, maybe you've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, and decided, you know what, I don't know if this is going very well. I need to go back and get my degree. And so he quit. They brought in Michael Anthony. they still worked hard for, you know, 2 or 3 years and then made it big. And it's like, you know, Stone's going, dang it. But, I mean, these folks have a lot. And so so if it was just based upon him leaving, the thing that concerns me is whether or not he had any writing credit or if he recorded for that. And
by the way, here's a hint. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I want you to be careful with your answer when you guess with the band. Make sure you've got that figured out. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
So I'm going to – and then the fact that he agreed to be their tour manager and was compensated as a manager,
road manager,
was compensated as part of the band. Well, all right, you agreed to your form of compensation. How can you claim that it was? That was when you needed to raise your claim. So I'm going to say this is a case – that they settle for some nominal fee. It doesn't go to trial and he loses, but it doesn't get dismissed, but there's some sort of a settlement, okay? And I don't know the name of the keyboard player, but I have a guess as to the band.
Okay, Denise, you get band guess first, because unless you want to pass to Todd.
I want to pass to Todd. He knows this entertainment industry a lot more than I do.
Okay.
So I don't know the name of the keyboard player, but I believe the band is the Rolling Stones.
That's okay. What I was gonna guess.
Okay,
because they got the ugliest guy, you know, as the frontrunner.
Oh my gosh, your friend's always worried about Todd's gonna say something, gets us sued.
Okay, well,
have you ever seen him on video?
Oh yeah. Look.
It's like the whole picture frame is his lips.
Well, but some people like that.
Yeah.
It
works for Angelina Jolie. All right, so yeah, so I'm going with Rolling Stones. You going with Rolling Stones?
I am.
Okay. Cal?
Okay, you both got the band right. Now the question is, what's the name of the guy, and is it a case? And I'm not going to give you that answer until we come back. Because we're on our last minute for this break.
I can't think of. I mean, the only name that keeps coming to mind is Charlie Watts. He was the drummer. It wasn't him. Will you give it to us if we can guess just the first name?
Yeah.
I think his name is Bill.
Meh. Okay, go ahead.
And I think his name is Chester.
Way to pull one out of the sky. All right.
All right, we'll be back after this. Cal will give us the answers. If you think you know, go ahead and call in 855-529-7234. Tell Cal who you think it is. You got about 6 minutes to do that. 855-529-7234. This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by...
One out of eight women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. And the chances are you know at least one person who's been personally affected. But right now, you can help. It's simple. Donate your unwanted vehicle, RV, or trailer to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. It's the easiest way to contribute to one of the nation's leading charitable organizations. The process is fast, easy, and free. Not only will you be helping, but you'll also receive a tax deduction. The United Breast Cancer Foundation offers an array of programs and services that help and support families and individuals dealing with breast cancer. But we can't do it alone. We need your help. Simply give us a call to get started, and we'll schedule a pickup date that is convenient for you. If you have any questions you would like answered before initiating the donation process, please feel free to call us toll-free at 800-511-6075. That's 800-511-6075. 800-511-6075.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's 802-341.
Want to live to be 100 and in good shape? Find out how on Pop Talk this weekend. I'm Mary Jane Pop here, and we've got a country music star, Lacey J. Dalton, who keeps on telling us about life and how to live it to the best. And are you happy? Do we know what happy is? Let's explore it to the max. That's what Pop Talk does, 5 to 7 a.m. Saturday and 9 to 11 p.m. Sunday, or 24/7 at khi.com. Just click on Listen and Audio on Demand with Pop Talk to check out live.
Auburn's department store is McCullough's in the Auburn Town Center. McCullough's carries all the name brand products you're looking for. Right now, you'll find deals on Hydro Flask, just right for spring and summer. Women's and men's t-shirts by Life is Good, Old Guys Rule, and Laid Back. And men's Hawaiian-made Aloha shirts, just right for the warmer weather. Everything you need is all in one store, right here in Auburn. McCullough's Department Store in the Auburn Town Center, right off of Elm.
It's time to spruce up your home for spring and summer.
Don't miss this week's home sales save the tax event at Naturewood Home Furnishings.
Now's the time to choose from Sacramento's best selection of brands, styles, and prices.
Then save the sales tax on all living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, and so much more. It's all about choices and always about quality at Naturewood.
Hurry, the home sale ends soon.
Naturewood, you know, the building with the water wheel.
Tell them Brooklyn, Nova, and Orion sent you.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
The Sundance final scene sets the hills.
I love California. I love the mountains. I love the sunsets. I love the foothills. Oh, speaking of which, join me every Saturday at 8 p.m. for Rewind, featuring the stars you grew up with. Oh, by the way, my name is Jimmy J. We've been doing this for a long time. If you haven't heard the show yet, check it out. This Saturday, 8 p.m., Rewind on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950. K-High.
813-76.
That is Irma Dodo.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
And we are back. Let's see here. The case or no case, the band, it was the Rolling Stones. And there was their person who played keyboard on some of their songs. He later was their road manager, but he was booted from the band by the manager because they said he was too good looking.
And never let him back in, even though he played on stage occasionally. He just, the road manager was just dead set against it. Not going to happen.
And I kind of wonder in a situation like that if the road manager or if the band manager is essentially taking one for the other guys, because I see the other guys, and Denise and I talked about this a little bit. I can see the other guys going, the band manager, like, we really want to boot this guy?
He's too good looking. He's taken away from Mick.
Yeah, and here's why they'd want to boot him, right? If you're the keyboard player and you're only playing on like 20% of their songs, why would you get a full share?
Right,
it's much easier to boot him, but he's a friend, so let the manager be the bad guy and boot him out of the band. Because I'm thinking that no matter what the manager says, if the other five members of the band are like, no, he's still in, you can make that happen, especially if you're Mick Jagger by the time they're really popular, you know, he calls the shots. But I said Case, it settled. Denise said no Case.
Well, Denise, happy news for you, and Todd, sad news for you, because right. As this turns out, it is not a Case. But the guy's name was Ian Stewart, and he remained as road manager and pianist for more than 20 years until he died, and posthumously was inducted into the Hall of Fame along with the band back in 1989.
Do you know how stupid we are?
Hmm.
You told us that Ian was a rock and roll. You gave us his first name.
I know. But who would guess Stewart? Yeah.
But neither one of us got that right.
But Cal always, he gives us the name, but you know how Cal does it.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay, so I get four. Is it double points?
Yes, double points Saturday. No
double
Fred.
Points. So right. You get four for that. You actually, and then how much did you get for the band?
You got two for the band. Two for the guy, two for the cases, 2-2-2.
So you get 8 points, Denise. You got two for the band, two for the case, double that. That's eight.
Yep, yeah. You get eight, right.
I get four because yep. I got two for the band.
And I should get one, but I won't. Don't worry about it. Now, next hour, the curious case of Astral Watahoochee. Astral Watahoochee. Next hour on Case or No Case. And now, back to Radio Law Talk.
What's your daughter's name, Astral? What a hoochie.
By the way, we got a lot of calls on that. Many people offering their opinions. One guy said, Art Garfunkel. I said, no, that was last time. But anyway.
So obviously, we got the band name. Did anybody get the...
Nobody got Ian.
Nobody got Ian. No,
because we have callers with integrity. Nobody used Google. So thank
Aww,
you to them.
That's great.
All right.
That's
okay.
Wonderful. You bet.
Right. Yeah. Well... What's going on down in Arizona? George Allen Kelly is the Arizona rancher in his 80s, was tried. A jury trial on one charge of second-degree murder, two charges of aggravated assault, and this is for the death of an immigrant. Somebody who had crossed the border near his land borders Nogales, Mexico, down in Arizona, and he had a lot of immigrants come by, and he says he fired warning shots, and the guy ends up dead, and they're saying he killed him, and his claim is now somebody else killed him and left him there, and the whole ball of wax. And the jury came back, mistrial, or as Denise's favorite term, hung jury, mistrial, and it was 11-1 for acquittal. On all counts, 11-1 to acquit. I wish everybody could see Denise right now. She's having a hard time keeping it together. So what happened? Last Monday, the prosecution was supposed to do what? Tell the court what?
The prosecution had to make a decision. Are they going to retry him or are they going to just, you know, drop it? And the good news for the rancher is that they are going to drop it.
Yes.
Which they should. If the hung jury was hung that long or that difference, then for sure you got to do that. You got to listen to your jury pool, right?
Absolutely. That there is no better gauge of a case than sometimes what the jury says. And look, why would you think it's going to be anything different?
Right. The only thing would be different is if you know that you messed up as a prosecutor and you could have done it differently and made a better case, like Masterson's case.
Yes, yes.
You know, that did happen. And, you know, but if you really gave it your shot, not your best shot on trying to prove the case, and it comes back 11-1 in favor of acquittal, I think that says something.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is it dismissed to the point where they cannot, now this, he now is no longer in double jeopardy risk?
No.
Or can they come back and file against him again?
They can come back and file against him if they get additional evidence.
No, they cannot.
How come?
Because in this case here, jeopardy has attached. Jeopardy attaches the minute the jury is impaneled, seated, and you start presenting evidence. So, so jeopardy has attached. And the reason why doing another trial after a mistrial is not double jeopardy is because the same jeopardy that attached to the proceedings continues. The new trial is a continuation of the same proceedings that started with the first trial.
So he's, however, off the hook now.
Yes. As soon as they say dismissed, you've dismissed a case with which for which jeopardy is attached, and you're done.
Wow, that, I learned something.
Me too. And the drug runners will not be going on his ranch anymore.
That's true. Now, there's one caveat to that.
What?
If there was a way for the federal government to bring a case against him, case law says, look, it's not a violation of double jeopardy if somebody is tried in state court and then tried in federal court for the same or similar offenses, the same course of conduct, because it's two different jurisdictions, so we have that. But that's not going to happen. So yeah, they are this is done for them, and rightly so, right? I mean,
so who killed the guy? This is the other thing. Now we have an unsolved murder mystery in the Badlands of Arizona.
You do, and, you know, and I like that you bring that up, because I think that there are a lot of people that think, who killed the guy. And sometimes that mentality will lead to, look, we don't care if we get the right guy. We just want somebody to pay for it so we have an answer on the books. This guy's dead, and this guy got convicted of it, and we're good.
Wasn't O.J. We know that for sure.
Yes, and you know, the need to, obviously, the need to get, to find out who committed that crime should never lead to just convicting somebody so that you have somebody to answer for an offense,
right, for
whether
the sake
or not the
of
right person.
Conviction, yeah. For the sake of a conviction, right. Yeah. But we still don't know. There's obviously an unsolved crime.
That is true. We don't know.
And quite frankly, I'm not sure that there's enough interest in the death of an immigrant.
Exactly the question I'm raising. Had the immigrant shot the rancher, I would imagine there would have been a higher level of interest. Now, but the rancher didn't shoot the immigrant, but somebody did.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, this one, when you talk about higher level of interest, look, there are murder trials going on all over the United States on any given day.
True.
This one made the news. And so, I mean, this one did have a pretty high level of interest. And the thing that I liked about it wasn't a high level of interest just because it was an immigrant. It was a high level of interest because the trial itself brought forth compelling issues that, okay, what are you allowed to do to protect yourself or your property when you feel like you're in danger? What are you allowed to do when you believe that the evidence from the prosecution doesn't exceed that burden of beyond reasonable doubt evidence? That's why it was compelling. What do you think, Denise?
I think it's compelling because of the rancher, his age, because of the storyline. Because it could be any one of us, kind of a scenario that we could be trapped or caught up in that type of an allegation against us. And then there was a little bit of the, you know, outlaw side of this that was pretty darn interesting.
Yeah, it was some certainly, how shall I put this, questionable procedures followed by law enforcement when it came to the interview of
somewhat
percipient
rogue
witnesses.
Rogue effort, you might say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you wonder how many people got convicted via that rogue effort prior to a case making national headlines.
Great question.
That's the one that concerns me. Don't go away. We'll be back for more Radio Law Talk after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations across the fruited plain, border to border and coast to coast. And we're also listening, many of you, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll take a break and come right back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air. ABT has been in business since 2001, and we are thrilled to have been voted Auburn's best plumbing company and best heating and cooling company in Auburn Journal's Best of Auburn promotion. We're very proud to have placed as runner-up in electrical category as well. Our technicians are experienced and friendly. If you have an issue with your plumbing, need a whole house generator, or maybe your furnace isn't working, give ABT a call. Reach us at 530-230-9004 for excellent service. It really is as easy as ABT.
Lindsay's Cleaning Services is an award-winning residential and commercial cleaning service. They've been voted best house cleaning service, best customer service, and best place to work in Auburn, Roseville, Rockland, Loomis, Colfax, Folsom, even El Dorado Hills. Mention K-High and get 10% off your first cleaning service. Give them a call and find out why they are voted best of the best year after year. Call 530-745-4227 or check out IJustWantItClean.com.
Small businesses are the heart of America. But you don't have to go it alone. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Get the connections, education, and guidance you need with SCORE. We're ready to help. Find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Everybody feeling positive where we're at in the country? We all came together.
MAGA Republicans are destroying American democracy.
You know, I felt that. Yeah. I felt that this morning. I was getting in the truck. I was driving to work. I was looking around. I'm like, man, the sun is shining.
That is a threat to this country.
I feel the unity.
Clear and present danger.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills.
FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High.
And now what I'm about to say probably will stir up a lot of conversation.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, got to give credit where credit is due. We have an update on our listener participation for the case or no case. We had sent it out to you to see if anybody knew the name of the Rolling Stones keyboardist, and Cal said, of all the people that called, nobody got the name right. However, there was one listener who wrote in electronically. We got that, and just we didn't get to it in time before we came back. Glenn writes in, and he got it, Ian Stewart, and even added the information that Ian Stewart drowned in 1969, and that was how he passed. And
so, sad story. It was really sad for him because he was always on the fringe, always right there, but yet not, you know, and believing he belonged, and yet he didn't. It's kind of a sad thing.
Yeah. So good on you, Glenn.
You bet.
You got that one right. What's going on in Idaho? What is going on? Cal?
One word, potatoes.
This is where you hail from.
Yes.
What sort of a mess did you leave?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, especially when we talk about the Daybell thing, which is an Idaho thing.
And that's the one I'm talking about
here. Well, there is a constant spiritual revival. People seeking, thinking they found the truth. People believing that they're acting in the way that God wants them to act. And then sometimes that makes you vulnerable.
Is it because vodka is made from potatoes?
Only in Russia.
Okay, all right.
See, now, it's because, no, it's because French fries are made from potatoes.
Well, okay.
If you've been to Idaho, you would know vodka is not as much the problem as perhaps French fries. No, I'm kidding. I love Idaho. It's a great place to be from. KBAR in Burley, thanks for playing the show. The first station I was ever on in my life when I was 8 years old is KBAR.
My my grandparents had a ranch up in northern Idaho, Harpster, right on the border of the Nez Perce Indian Reservation, right along the Clearwater River.
Beautiful country.
And they were 90 miles southeast of Lewiston. And we used to spend summers up there. I learned to drive up there. And you'd stand out. I mean, when I say ranch, it was kind of in the hill country. You stand out on their deck as far as you could see in any direction. You didn't see any other houses.
And that's what's wrong with Idaho. That was the question you raised. What's going on there? Not enough people to hold you accountable.
Okay.
How's that for a guess? I'm just putting
Isn't there parts of Idaho that isn't there a famous park like Yosemite? I forgot the name of the park, though.
Well, there's Grand Teton Park, and that's on the Wyoming side.
Yeah, but it borders with Idaho, and so there's this little piece, a strip, that is part in both states or something like that, and there's no law there. It's lawless. I forgot what it's called. I read about it.
What's a Teton?
It is French for bosom.
Oh.
Oh, wow. It is?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Le Grand Teton.
Well.
That's what it stands
for. Okay.
You brought it up. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
How the name. I didn't name it.
It's on the map again.
One of them French trappers named it. I don't know what to tell you.
It probably looks good from a distance.
Yeah.
You get up close and it's.
It can kill you. Exactly.
Oh, I miss my kitchens there. Lewis and Clark. Oh, I'm missing my girlfriend. Everything I see reminds me of her. Look at that peak over there. We'll call him.
Lewis and Clark, by the way, true story, who had so much transmitted diseases in their camp, they found mercury, which was used to treat STDs at the time. They found mercury all around the camp. They really had some problems, those guys. They took the Teton reference way too literally.
Would they take the Captain Kirk approach to settling the New West?
Apparently. Or the Benjamin Franklin approach.
Right. Yeah. So I digress.
I don't even know what that is.
Benjamin Franklin, known as the father of our country?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was a busy man, let's put it that way.
By the way, and on a related note, we will be covering a case of an IVF clinic sued for an alleged lab incident. Right. But Chad Daybell, back to
Idaho.
Back to Idaho. Back to murder. His kids, Chad Daybell's children, his children by his deceased wife for, obviously, prior to her demise. sorry, just for those of you out there not following along. His children of his deceased wife, for whom he is facing a murder charge, have given an interview. And what, Denise, what is their opinion of dear old dad?
Well, exhumed the mother's body and did an autopsy of her, and it showed she died of asphyxiation.
Yes.
And the one son that was there, his name is Garth, he said that he remembered hearing a thump, and then his dad started yelling, and by the time he got to his dad and mom's room, his mom was dead. And they believe she died of natural causes. Now, asphyxiation is not normally a natural cause.
The interruption of breath. Right,
yes,
right.
It's the interruption of breath. Maybe you could have, swallowed something that causes you to asphyxiate, or, you can asphyxiate in many different ways, but usually it's something has interrupted your normal breathing pattern.
Yeah. I mean, the A is the same A that you would find in amoral, without morals, apathetic, without apathy. You know, that is, so the A in asphyxiation means without, and the rest of it means without air. And so, yes, the technical term for asphyxiation means the air was stopped. Now, was that stopped by strangulation? Was it stopped because somebody just
put a pillow overhead?
Yes. I mean, what was the method and how did that come? But the kids are sticking by dad.
They are.
And with the evidence notwithstanding, and look, here are the things that if I'm a kid, even if I believe that about my dad, the questions that I would still want answered is, all right, Dad, but why is it that you married somebody else within a couple of weeks after
in
mom
Hawaii.
Died
oh,
and
yeah.
then went to Hawaii?
Hello.
And also, you knew that the other kids, that your new wife's kids weren't with you, and yet you continued to push that facade.
Yeah, one of the children said, you know, it just can't be our dad because he was a better grave digger than that. Now, that to me fell a little flat.
Yes.
Because that's almost like saying, you know, it was a horribly dug grave, so it couldn't have been my dad. Even though it's on his property, it was a big grave. It
yeah.
contained two bodies.
Well, there was, but it was a horrible situation. I can't even imagine what it must have looked
like. It wasn't my dad because we know him, and if he'd have done it, it would have. It reminds me of the title.
The graves have neat corners when my dad digs.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on, man.
It reminds me of the proposed title of the O.J. Simpson book that was never actually published. What was it called? If I Did It?
Right.
And it was supposed to be how, purportedly what O.J. said, how he would have done it if he had done it. I didn't do it, but if I had done it, I would have done it this way. It was nothing like the way that it was done. And you know, you'd like to think that people would learn from history. That proposed book didn't make it very far and didn't do much when people heard about it to exonerate him. And yet here the kids are. Of Chad Daybill essentially putting forth the same idea. And I guess it begs the question, though, why do you think the kids are still supporting Dad?
Could he have influenced them to do that via hypnosis or some other subtlety or subterfuge? Is that a dumb question?
Cults are kind of odd. And in this, you know, Chad Daybill was a doomsday author. He had a following.
A big one. Fairly big
yes,
one.
Yes,
fairly big
exactly.
one. As doomsayers go.
Believed right. that the end of the world was coming and had predicted its downfall many times. That didn't happen. And when you have that kind of magnetic personality, it does influence other people, especially people who are suggestible.
Yeah. I don't think it goes as far as to cults or hypnosis or anything like that. It goes to this. All we as the public know of Chad Daybill for the most part is what we have seen connected with this case. But those kids know him as Dad from day one. They remember every great little thing that he did, not this one thing. They don't view him through the prism of this one thing that he's accused of.
True.
And it's very difficult for them, I would imagine, to accept. Can you imagine what my past would be like if I had to accept that my father was capable of doing these things? And their mind just won't let them do that. And so they defend him. And I've seen it happen time and time again in criminal courts with every defendant. No matter what they do, mom's still sitting there, but that's my baby.
So they just can't go there.
They can't go there.
Wow.
All right, we're done with hour number one. Come back for hour number two. More Radio Law Talk after this.
Thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk on many great stations around the land. We'll be back in just a little bit. Hang on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.